As promised, this time on Culture File, the second part of our conversation with Brian Jackson, pianist, flautist, composer, and long-term Gil Scott-Heron collaborator. Jackson is playing this year's Cork Jazz Festival as part of a gig called Celebrating Alice Coltrane, and more about that in a moment. But first, the fruition of his musical partnership with the poet and singer, Gil Scott-Heron.
Instantly it happened.
And why? What made it so instant?
Well, I think that he really dug my playing. And when I listened to the lyrics that he wrote for this song, I thought, my God, this could have been written by a 40-year-old man. And I'm looking at a 19-year-old here. And I thought, wow, I got all these songs. I mean, I consider myself a bit of a lyricist. But I took forever to write lyrics. I thought, anybody could do it maybe a year faster, I'd kind of be into it. So I said, man, I got this song here. You know, I hope we could, you know, what do you think? Maybe we could get together and write some lyrics on it. So he asked me, I played the song for him. And he said, well, what were you thinking? And I said, well, it's kind of a song to the ancestors. You know, I kind of raised my glass to them, you know, all the people who came before us, who struggled and fought for us, you know, for our freedom and our rights. And he says, okay, I'll play it again. So I played again. He starts, takes out his pen. He wrote all his lyrics in pen, you know, like, not too cocky, huh? There will be no erasure. So he writes, you know, and he says, oh, let's play it again. So I played it a couple more times. And then he has this song. He goes over in the corner with Victor, and he's kind of singing the words to him and everything. Long story short, our first song, 15 minutes later, after having met 20 minutes before, A Toast to the People. We didn't put it out right away, but yeah, that was our first song.
And so you knew that this was a duo that would work instantly then?
From that point on, we figured we could keep doing that. If we could keep doing that, that would be a good thing. We wanted to be songwriters. We didn't really want to be artists. We thought, hey, man, we could keep writing songs like we wrote, you know, for Victor or, you know, or the band, the Black and Blues that we had back then in college. We'd be great, you know, just songwriters. But after we wrote a few songs and we kind of surveyed our content, you know, we realized that, okay, maybe the Spinners are not going to do this, are not going to do The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, you know, or Pieces of a Man, you know what I mean? So in the end, we realized that if we wanted anybody to hear our songs, we would probably have to do them ourselves.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. Not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
The Coltranes aren't somebody you mentioned there in the story. Did you ever actually run into either of them?
I became aware of them when I was about 14. The first album that Gil and I actually sat down to listen to together was Cosmic Music by John and Alice. I think it kind of set the glue for our relationship, you know, the fact that we could both like listen to this and be inspired by it, you know, I think it said something about us both. I actually did see Alice play once. It was in New York, and she spent most of her time on the harmonium. You know, that little instrument that sounds kind of like an M&E organ. When she plays it, it doesn't sound like anything else you will have ever heard. And she just sat there cross-legged, you know, pretty much the whole time. It was a small club, you know, it was just a small club somewhere. And I thought to myself, why? You know, why is she playing in a small club?
And what kind of people were there? Were there Hare Krishnas or
devotees? Devotees of all kinds, you know, mostly of Alice. But yeah, there was some Hare Krishnas there. You know, there were. I think I probably could have easily been converted by after that show.
you were saying that there's a relationship between the fingering of a sax and a flute, so I guess we should be able to hear Coltrane in your flute playing,
oh,
maybe.
Oh, well, no. Somewhere deep, you know, maybe in my mind. But, you know, a harp is a piano turned on the side, you know, or either that or a piano is a harp turned on the side, you know, whatever. But the strings, there is still strings. And I always thought that the harp was a really interesting instrument to, you know, to go into jazz with. It's very powerful. I mean, you know, the first time I heard it, I was kind of alarmed, you know, because I don't think I was prepared for the emotional waves that, you know, that she was able to create with her, with the harp. And, you know, I could relate to that too. And some part of me was able to kind of hear her thinking, and Coltrane even. John himself, you know, when they talked about the sheets of sound that he played, I heard somewhere that he used to listen, that he used to study harp music to get these kind of movements, you know, because it creates a whole image, a picture, like a moving picture, and she was brilliant at that.
Tell us a little bit about this project celebrating Alice Coltrane. What's happening there, and how did you get involved?
Alina Bethinsky is an artist, and she sent me some stuff that she had been working on. Plus, I started listening to some of her, you know, just out of curiosity, started listening to some of her work, and I thought to myself, there is an element here that I recognize. She was able to authentically bring the feel of what Alice was doing to her music. From that point on, I think one time I said to her, have you ever thought about doing any, you know, dedicated, you know, Alice Coltrane music? And she said, well, actually I had. And, you know, next year, this was like last year, she was saying, next year is like the celebration of Alice's kind of first pivotal, you know, her biggest release. And, you know, we thought maybe this is the time for us to try and do something.
Brian Jackson there, and celebrating Alice Coltrane with Brian, along with Alina Bezinska, and the Hip Harp Collective is at the Triskell Arts Centre as part of this year's Cork Jazz Festival on October 24th and 25th. Some tickets remain for the 24th. GuinnessJazz.ie for those.